The following program is made possible by the friends and partners of GodQuest Ministries.
What is the position of creation today on the authority of God's Word? That's what we're talking about today from the CTN studio in Pensacola, Florida. This is your Creation Today show. I'm one of your hosts, Eric Hoven, and I'm joined by the famous, world famous, Paul Taylor.
I'm not the only one who's world famous. You were doing a show in California recently.
We did go out to Cali.
TBN.
Trinity Broadcast Network.
We're going to have a few clips from that show because they will help us to talk about the position of our ministry, why it matters, and why it matters that it matters.
It does matter. So please pay attention closely as we go through exactly why we do what we do. Remember, we believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate in every detail. Welcome to the Creation Today Show. We've got a great show for you as we answer a couple very interesting questions that really get to the foundation of our ministry, and we review an episode of the TBN broadcast, Praise the Lord, that they invited us to be a part of just a couple weeks ago. But before that...
That's right. But before that, we're going to mention the Proof of God Conference, which is coming up October. It's coming up very soon. Time Tempest is fugiting along. So if you haven't yet booked your place at that conference, you need to go to proofconference.com.
That's right? Exactly right. I really think the spots are going to fill up and we're not going to have any more seats left. So it is limited seating. So if you can come, we'd love to have you there in Orlando, Florida, October 12th and 13th. And it really is going to be just a dynamic conference, really designed to help believers defend and know their Creator. That's the whole point of it.
That is the whole point of it, indeed.
So I'm excited about that. I got some great speakers. You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
And what else would they want? Carl Kirby will be there.
That's true. That'll make it extra special.
Yeah, and Cy Tenbruggen Case.
Even more special.
And Mark Spence is going to be there.
He's a real special guy.
And A.N. Other, it says here.
And another, to be announced.
Other, to be announced.
Huh, yes.
That will be exciting.
That will be exciting.
I think that'll be
exciting. Well, we do have a great show for you. We want to answer a couple questions that came in recently. So, Paul, kick us off with one of those questions. I found this entertaining.
Well, here's a question that really goes to the heart of what we believe as a ministry. Alex wrote in and said, so recently I watched a video about the Bible, how the Bible uses circular reasoning to prove itself. They claim that you can ask a creationist, the Bible is the Word of God. How do you know? Which then leads to, because the Bible tells me so.
Right.
Why do you believe the Bible? Because it's infallible.
Right.
How do you know it's infallible? Because the Word of God is true. Which finally leads us to, how do you know it's true? Well, because God says so. I feel a chink in this reasoning, he says, but honestly, I cannot think of how this can be broken.
Wow. So basically the argument goes, and we hear this from skeptics and scoffers, they say, listen, you can't. It comes down to you can't use the Bible to prove the Bible.
Yes. And I think, to be fair, the context of this email showed that Alex is actually one of our supporters, but he wants to know what the basis is for the whole argument and to understand it. And this is a problem that many people have, and it's really what we're concerned about as a ministry. What is the foundation of our ministry? And is it a circular argument that the Bible's true because the Bible says it's true because the Bible says it's true, and that's it? What is our firm ground that we stand on?
Here's what's interesting. It really does come down to a circular argument, but it's okay because any ultimate authority will be circular. For example, we use the Bible to prove the Bible. Another example would be if I told my children something to do and I said, son, I want you to clean your room, and he said, why? I said, well, because I want you to clean your... Yeah, but why? Well, because it's messy. I need to... But why, Daddy? Ultimately, it's going to come down to, because I said so. I'm your ultimate authority. But that's a circular argument, Dad. I know that. It's allowed to be. I'm your authority. And really, that's exactly what God's Word is. It is our authority.
Yes, the circle, of course, is broken at the point of God's inspiration.
Exactly.
And that's where we need to appeal to what the Bible actually is. Mm. And we're going to explore that in a lot of detail this program, particularly as we'll look at some clips from TBN. But perhaps before we do that, there's another question that came in, which is also typical of the many emails that we get. And here it is. David says, how do you sleep at night?
I can answer that one right now. Like this.
Yeah. Or it could be like that. Usually it's like
sometimes it's more like this.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Got that one answered. Yeah. What else does he want to say?
He went on to say, either you are incredibly stupid, and this is addressed to both of us, by the way.
Whoa.
You're incredibly stupid or shameless con men. You prey on weak-minded individuals, or you're helplessly weak-minded yourself. However, your attention to basic propaganda procedures leads me to think that you go to extreme efforts to poison American culture with views that you personally disbelieve, solely for monetary gains.
That's what it's about. It's all about the money, Paul.
It is, because we're rolling in it.
Yeah, you know, when you drove me over here in your Rolls Royce, you know, anyway.
It's an interesting one, actually. Let me assure you that if we'd wanted to earn loads and loads of money, we wouldn't be doing this job that we do. But I also can assure you, most definitely, and I'll speak for both of us on this, yes, we are 100% believe what we are telling you. We would not be here telling you this unless we believe
that. That's for sure. Yeah, this really is, to us, a foundational issue that literally what you believe determines how you behave. And so we want people to understand a true, proper belief system because of the way it makes you behave after that. And that's a whole other subject.
But it's incredible how many times we get emails coming in telling us that we're stupid, that we're unqualified, that we don't know what we're talking about. The overwhelming majority of emails, like this one, which you can't get from the way I've read it out, are usually full of spelling mistakes, by the way.
So you can make fun of spelling mistakes. I can't do that. Somebody calls you stupid and then spells it wrong.
Yeah.
I got to let that go because that's not my expertise.
Well, I'm a former school teacher, so they usually stand
you
out.
You have to see that.
But really, what we're talking about here is, what is our authority? What is the position that we have? And I think on that subject, it would be good to show a clip from a show you were on recently. You were on a show in California, and we'll talk about how you came to be there in a moment. But let's just have a look at this first clip, because in this first clip, you had 45 seconds, really, to tell the host of the program, to tell the television audience what the basis of your ministry is all about.
Let's take a look.
Yeah.
And Eric, what is the big thing? What is your big issue? Let's get all the big issues out, and then we'll circle back to a lot of them.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for letting us be here, and praise the Lord with you. The big issue for me is, he hit it right at the beginning, people need to be able to do what God commanded us to do. 2 Peter commands us to be ready to give an answer to anybody that asks a reason of the hope that's in us.
Okay.
Now, we could look at that and we could say, well, that's really hard. But actually, it spells out that it's very easy to do that. And even if it was really hard to do that, thankfully, you don't have to be as smart as Dr. Ross in order to do that. Even if it was hard, that doesn't mean we ignore the commands of Scripture. My big deal is that 95% of the Christians I meet cannot give an adequate defense of the God they say they believe in. And that is a sad testimony to where Christians are today. So Creation Today, our whole goal is to educate people on how to defend the God of the Bible.
Okay.
Wow. And you mentioned the point that 95% of people you come across cannot defend their faith.
It really is sad.
I mean, how did you come about with this impression of what people...
I get to travel to churches all around America. And as I discuss with people, even people that claim the name of Christ when we're on the streets, when we're at universities, people that claim the name of Christ, when I press them and say, how do you know that God exists? They don't give satisfactory answers. Typically, this is what I run into a lot, is, well, it's just a faith thing. You know, I was raised that way, so that's why I believe that. And we can get into, in the next segment, you know, the problems with that, but they're not giving a solid, absolute, you know, thus saith the Lord type of answer. And that's what God has called us to do. He's called us to be able to give an answer. So what burdens me is teaching people how to do this, because I want people to know the one true God of the Bible. That's for sure. Well, you want to talk about more of that after the break?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back right after this. I'm Eric Coven from the Creation Today Show. I know firsthand how much your monthly support would encourage the Category 5 TV team. Support the show by supporting Category 5 at patreon.com/category5.
Join Eric Hoven and Paul Tater from Creation Today with special guest Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis, along with Carl Kirby of Reasons for Hope, Mark Spence of Living Waters, and Cy Ten Brugenkate of Proof That God Exists for the Proof of God Conference in Orlando, Florida, October 12th through 13th. For more information, visit us online at proofconference.com or call toll-free 877-479-3466.
Welcome back. You're watching the Creation Today Show with me, Paul Taylor, and with Eric Hovind. And we were talking about a show that you were on TBN recently. You traveled to California for that. And yeah. Perhaps we should just mention who was on that program with you.
This was a fascinating show. When they scheduled it, they really didn't tell me who the other guests were. But when I got out there, I found out Ray Comfort, my friend Ray Comfort, was going to be there. Ken Ham was going to be there, Advances in Genesis. If you're familiar with Creation, of course, you'll know Ken Ham with Answers in Genesis. And then they were going to have Dr. Hugh Ross, who's an old earth creationist and very vocal about it. They were going to have Sean McDowell, who I would consider a friend, but also believes in an old earth. And then Dr. John Bloom from Biola University, who's an old earth creationist. So we're sitting backstage there at TBN, and Matt Crouch, the host, says, "Hey, if you could say what your big thing is, what would you say?" And then I kind of said, "Hey, my big thing is I want people to learn how to defend the God of the Bible, because most people can't do that." And he let me share that. But then backstage, before we all went out, he said, "Listen, we're changing it up. Instead of just bringing one or two out at a time, everybody's going to be on stage the whole time." And in the back of my mind, I'm going, look who we got here.
This is going to be a big debate.
This is going to end up being a debate. And I was like, I wonder if he's okay with that. And then he said, "Hey, if you disagree with something, feel free to, you know, say, hey, wait a minute, I don't think like that. I think this way." And in the back of my mind, and I guarantee you, everybody else's mind sitting there, everybody's going, "There's Ken Ham. There's Hugh Ross.
There's going to be sparks.
We're going to have a showdown,
and,
man."
And of course, if you want to watch the whole program, we're looking at a couple of clips in this program. But if you want to watch the whole program, you'll find that we've got that on our website, which is creationtoday.org. Yep. And before the break, Eric, you were talking about the little excerpt that we just showed, where you'd said that 95% of people asked are not able to defend their faith. And you were talking about the sort of arguments people have. They say, "Well, this is, you know, I believe in God because that's the way I was raised," or, "It's better to believe than not believe, isn't it?" or something like that. And things that you were saying were weak. And I think it might be worth expanding on that, particularly since you came back from a meeting not so long since, and you had quite a strong anecdote about what had happened.
This really shook me. I went to a church, I was speaking at a congregation, and I was really sparring with them, so to speak, on, "Hey, why do you believe what you believe? Why are you a Christian? Why do you believe in God?" And I was, so to speak, putting the atheist hat on and saying, "Okay, I'm going to be the unbeliever. And let me just challenge you on that stuff." And I was not getting great answers. And so I asked the audience, I said, "Let me ask you something. How many of you, if you were born in India, believe that you'd be Hindu right now? If you were raised by Hindu parents, you believe you'd be a Hindu right now?" And most everybody raised their hand and said, "Yeah, I'd probably be a Hindu." And then one gentleman said, "But I'd only be a Hindu out of ignorance." And so just a Holy Spirit moment, God said, "Well, ask him if he's a Christian out of ignorance." I said, "Well, how do you know you're not a Christian out of ignorance?" And nobody had an answer for that. See, this is, for me, this is one of those questions that I feel like a lot of Christians are scared to encounter atheists because they're scared of questions like this. "Hey, you're only a Christian because you were raised in a Christian home, or you're raised in a Christian country, and that's just kind of the thing to do here." And they want to run away from that. Those are the kind of questions that I, as I was growing up, especially over the last couple of years on my God quest, I felt like, you know what? If this is true, it ought to be able to take on questions like that. It ought to be able to take on those hard, difficult questions. Why am I a Christian? And yeah, I was shocked that most people couldn't tell me why they are a Christian today. That, you know, that I never got down to, because it's true.
Because that's, it's true, and this to. Is what they were not able to say. And and it could well be then that some of the people that we're encountering, that we're talking about, may well be ignorance out of Christianity.
Yeah.
put my teeth back in. They're Christians out of ignorance.
Yeah.
They don't actually know the basis of their faith. And this is worrying, really, to
it
know
really
whether
is.
Actually they've got a faith there at all. The point is that this is true. And this is the point that you wanted to bring out very much in this second clip that we're going to see, a very important clip where you were really talking about, you were really invited to talk about what your big thing was.
Yeah. So, to show that, because this is my big thing, and I think it spells it out pretty clearly. Let's check this out.
Yeah.
I think everyone in the audience, everyone watching, understands that. I think we get that. That, you know, the secular scientists don't want to. They want to try to explain away the missing piece, which is God. And so, somebody downstairs, who was it that said the Bible declares that everyone knows that there is a God?
Yeah.
Okay, pick up on that because that's kind of the. Jump in on that.
Yeah, it's so important to understand. Romans chapter 1 tells us very clearly, everybody knows God exists. The invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen so that we are without excuse.
Yeah.
2 months ago, I was at the largest gathering of secular humanists in the history of the world called the Reason Rally in Washington, D.C. And I got to interview dozens and dozens of atheists. And I would even get point blank with them and say, listen, if I could prove the God of the Bible to your satisfaction, would you worship him? And what do you think they said?
No.
No, they don't. This is not an intellectual issue. This is not science versus the Bible. This is an emotional issue. They can't sin. They hate the God that they know exists.
Wow.
The Bible, Romans 1 says they are suppressing the truth in unrighteousness. They know the truth, but they are suppressing that truth.
But they just mask it by wanting to have secularism answer all the issues of astronomy.
They have no other choice. What's interesting, when you really push them, when you squeeze an atheist, you're talking about squeezing Ray Comfort, when you squeeze an atheist or an unbeliever, what you'll find is they'll admit, we don't have any knowledge at all. That's what they'll say. They'll say, we can't know anything. The reason is because if you say you know something, you must say that it comes from God. And I got an analogy. Can I give you a little analogy? All right, here's an analogy. Out of all the knowledge in the universe, how much do we as human beings have? Out of everything there is to know about everything, what the fleas are doing on the dog right now at home, how much knowledge do we have? Very little, right?
Right.
Let's just pretend that we all, with all our doctorate degrees and things like that, let's just pretend we think we've got 1% of everything there is to know in the universe. That would be stretching it, especially for Ray. But if... He's a friend, I can say that. If we only have possibly 1%, let me ask you a question. Is it possible, out of all the unknown stuff out there, is it possible that we could find something that proves wrong what we think we know? Is it possible we're wrong about everything we think we know? And the unbeliever stops right there and says, yes, it is. It's possible we could be wrong about everything because we don't know everything. Mm-hmm. I was telling this to my 7-year-old daughter. At breakfast, I just got done debating an atheist till 2 o'clock in the morning online, got her cereal ready. She was 7 years old. I said, Stephanie, you're not going to believe this. There are some people that say we can't know anything at all. 7 years old. She went, well, how do they know that? I was like, whoa, my 7-year old killed it. And what Ken says, and he wants to jump in here, what Ken says is so true. It is a matter of authority. We have to take the one that knows everything, revealing stuff to us to know anything at all. If it wasn't for the God that knew everything, we couldn't know anything.
And it's incredible that we're talking about an issue of authority. And this program, by the way, is the most watched ever program on TBN by a factor of 10 times more than the second rated program. We're going to discuss that clip in more detail right after this.
Welcome back. You're watching The Creation Today Show with Eric Hovind and Paul Taylor, the smart one. We just got done watching this clip from TBN that I had to got the chance to be a part of, and it really was an incredible opportunity. I remember sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, what's taking place right now is epic. I mean, this is whoa, this is unheard of. You mentioned that it's the most viewed program times 10.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing how many people are interested in this subject matter.
And it's a very, very important subject matter. And, you know, you won't blow your own trumpet on this, so I'll commend you for it to the audience, because, you know, it was commented by a number of people that only two people on the panel mm-hmm. had their Bibles with them, mm-hmm. and that was Ken Ham and Eric. And that's because this is an issue of authority. That's because let's face it, you wouldn't be making the arguments on your own authority. This was not Eric Hovind's authority that's coming across. This is the authority of the Word of God. You know, who am I to say something? Who are you to say something? It's the authority of the Word of God, and yet there are other people there pontificating on views and this and that, and it's just so very
important.
A bunch
of head knowledge without going to the ultimate authority. What's funny, if I can share a quick clip about this, Ray Comfort was planning on going on the show and promoting the Evidence Bible. They called him that morning and said, hey, we've had to change the format of the show. We're not going to do that. He's like, oh, man. And then I sat there the whole time doing this with my Evidence Bible. And he's sitting over there on the other side going, this is great, God. I couldn't have planned this any better. Thank you. Good product placement. So, but yeah, I by the way, I do recommend the Evidence Bible. Great Bible.
Yeah, and there's one thing you said in that clip, which, you know, I should pick up on. And you'll also find it in another context if you look at some of the interviews on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/creationtoday. You'll find an interview that you did with an atheist at the Reason rally, where you actually asked him outright and said, if I could prove to you beyond any doubt that God exists, would you worship him? And his answer was
no. And that's what they keep on saying. I asked that to several of them. They kept on saying no. And it's so sad. It really is.
But that proves that it is an issue of what is authority.
They
cannot take the platform away from their own authority. They've got to be able to stand on their own authority. Now, on the panel, Ken Ham wanted to comment a little bit on this and to talk about science, didn't he? Do you want to set up this clip that...
Ken did a great job, because right before I was speaking, Matt said, okay, so this whole idea of science and God, and, you know, and kind of did the typical no-no, if I can say, and tried to separate science from the Bible. Whereas we say, no, science and the Bible agree 100%. So Ken addressed that, as well as got into the whole idea of the historical science versus observational science. And he did just a fantastic job of explaining this. Check this out.
If I can inject a little bit here too, and I like what Eric is saying there, because there's another aspect. You were talking before, and I thought, you know, let's just stop for a moment, because we all talk about science in the Bible, science versus the Bible, Bible versus science, when you're using the word science. Let me just stop for a moment. I mean, if I was to ask you a question, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
This is rhetorical. Okay.
Thank you.
So just, it's a pretend, okay? But if I asked you a question, what do you mean by science? I mean, you use the word, but what do you mean by it? What would your answer be? See, if you look up the root meaning of the word science, it means knowledge. And the thing that I think we've got to be careful of here is distinguishing between different sorts of knowledge. For instance, there can be atheists who are great scientists because they do observational science in the present, five senses, help build the space shuttle. Well, it's gone now. Well, help build whatever it is, Generation, SpaceX, whatever it is. But you know what I mean? I mean, so we can honor scientists who do that. When the scientists are involved in putting the rover on Mars, we can applaud them. But then when they start talking about the origin of Mars, that's a different sort of science.
Yeah, I got you.
That's what we would call historical science. It's beliefs about the past when you weren't there. And what we've got to be careful of is this. Often when people are talking, even Christians sometimes mix historical and observational together, and we've got to learn to separate them out. The Bible is a book of historical science.
Yes.
It's really primarily a book of history. And what is happening in our world today is that there are many Christians, even, who are scientists, who are taking man's historical science and adding it into the Bible and reinterpreting God's word. What we've got to understand, it's only God who knows everything. I always put God's word first. I use God's word to judge what man is saying, not the other way around.
Wow.
And I think that's very important.
The thing is, Eric, in this clip that we just saw, Ken is making a distinction between observational science and historical science.
Yes, that's a huge distinction that has to be made, isn't it?
I think so, because what he was saying then is that observational science is the science that's done here and now, the laboratory stuff, the observations, the measurements that you take here and now.
I like the anecdote you give about that, about proving when you were born. Can you share that one real quick?
Yeah, what about how can I prove that I was born in Manchester in the north of England 27 years ago?
And
what do you mean you don't believe it was 27 years ago? Okay, a little bit longer ago than that, but how can I prove it? Could you measure the wrinkles on my face, see how they're changing, extrapolate that back in time? No, you wouldn't actually do a science experiment to prove it, because we're talking about something that happened in the past. But that doesn't mean I can't prove it. I can't prove it scientifically, but I can prove it. I can get hold of a document known as a birth certificate. Right. And after all, birth certificates are pretty easy to get hold of, aren't they?
Pretty easy.
for most people. And if you get hold of that, that is documentary evidence. Well, you know, the atheist wasn't there supposedly millions of years ago when they say that the earth was made. I wasn't there 6,000 years ago when I say that God made the world. But the point is, although it can't be proved one way or the other scientifically, it can be proved by documentary evidence, because we have the documentary evidence here.
That's the analogy that I love, because science can only do inductive, where we're looking at clues saying, okay, what does this clue mean? What does it tell us about what might have happened? And we're starting down here and trying to work our way to the top. Right. What we have is we have deductive argumentation. We have not just the clue to work with, but the surveillance footage, if you will. I mean, if we were looking at a crime scene and only looking at the clues trying to figure out what happened, we could get the story wrong.
Yes.
But if we had surveillance footage of exactly what happened, then the clue would fit perfectly with the footage. And that's ultimately what we have, is we've got the videotape. We've got the footage of what happened, and it's God's word.
And it's just the important presupposition to everything that we believe, which of course is what our conference, the Proof of God Conference, is about, how we emphasize the presuppositions behind what we believe. And very quickly, we've got a major announcement that probably people know about watching this program already.
Yeah, if you haven't heard yet, we got some big news. After the TBN show, Ken Ham and I have been talking, and Ken has decided to join us at the Proof of God Conference. Round of applause, please. Round of applause. Okay. Ken Ham is going to be joining us, and we're just really, really excited about that.
It's just going to help us underline the importance of this message. And remember, if you want to know the whole basis of what we talk about, you can find that out in the three New Answers books, 1, 2, and 3, edited by Ken Ham. And of course, the whole presuppositional approach in the conversation between Eric and Cy Ten Bruggenkate on the Think CD. Very,
really
very important
is a great,
resource
great
indeed
piece of,
to get.
Piece of,
So that's our show for today.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us. I want to encourage you to write in questions. Visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/creationtoday, and on YouTube, youtube.com/creationtoday.
Do you need the tools to defend your faith? Visit our websites for up-to-date content. Attend one of our live events. And shop online at creationstore.org. We are Creation Today.